With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. The continuing resolution goes down to defeat.
On this vote, the yeas are 174, the nays are 235, one voting present, two-thirds not being in the affirmative. The rules are not suspended, and the bill is not passed.
Four federal charges brought against Luigi Mangione involve murder, stalking, and using a weapon equipped with a silencer. The charges could trigger the death penalty for the 26-year-old if prosecutors seek it. Federal complaint says Mangione traveled from Georgia to New York City for the purpose of stalking and killing Brian Thompson on December 4th. Federal charges come on top of the 11 state charges Mangione faces. His lawyers arguing the federal and state charges are for the same crimes, which would compromise the Constitution's ban on double jeopardy. Also at SRNnews.com, it's still to be seen how numerous drone sightings may impact Christmas air travel.
As of this week, the FBI has received more than 5,000 tips about drone sightings, and even though the White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby insists there's no public safety threat, officials in several states are still demanding more answers. At Stewart International Airport in New York last week, the runways were closed for an hour due to drone sightings. With some 40 million people expected to fly next week, the FAA is reminding all drone operators to make sure to comply with federal airspace guidelines. Bob Agner reporting.
FAA temporarily banning drones over several portions of New Jersey through January 17th, citing special security reasons. The Christmas rush at the airport began today. TSA spokesman Patty Mancha says they predict holiday travel will exceed what was seen during Thanksgiving, which in itself set records. This is SRN News. Well, diversity is backfiring on liberals and public schools.
Democrats want more people of different cultural backgrounds in this country, which is why they favor wide-open immigration policies. But what they are discovering is that many of these people are conservative and highly religious and do not embrace liberal policies, especially in the public schools. In several blue states, immigrant groups are protesting against the LGBT agenda in their children's classrooms, joining evangelicals and other Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona's governor wants to repeal the state law requiring an annual abortion report. Democrat Katie Hobbs says it can infringe on privacy for residents, even if it doesn't collect information like their names and birthdays. She made her call to stop the reporting requirement as the state detailed its abortion data covering 2023. Two states don't collect such data at all. Two others make it voluntary. This is SRN News. More trouble for the prosecutor in the Georgia election case against President Trump. We hear more on the story from correspondent Mike Hempen.
A state appeals court has removed Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis from the Georgia election interference case against Donald Trump and more than a dozen others. In a 2-to-1 ruling, the court says this is a rare case in which there is no other remedy to restore public confidence in the integrity of the proceedings. However, the court did not dismiss the indictment. The Prosecuting Attorney's Counsel of Georgia will have to find another prosecutor to take over the case and decide whether to continue to pursue it. But everything could be delayed if Willis decides to appeal to the Georgia Supreme Court. I'm Mike Hempen.
Amazon workers are on strike. The Teamsters Union says it's the largest strike against Amazon in U.S. history. More details at SRNnews.com.